Heavenly Father said no and yes. I thought Heavenly Father said no, but he was really saying yes to a greater plan for my life. By Angelica Hagman. In Sweden, during my last year of high school, I decided to apply to Brigham Young University in Utah. There was only one problem. No matter how fervently I prayed to God to confirm my decision, it just never felt right. I thought the answer couldn't possibly be no, could it? In so many ways, BYU seems like it should be the right decision, especially because I want a temple marriage and my prospects at BYU are so much better than in Sweden. Except it wasn't right, not for me, not at that time. Disappointed, I discarded my plans to attend BYU and applied to a university in Sweden. At about the same time that I would have left for my BYU adventure, I fell in love with Jonas, a recently returned missionary. Although we must have attended several youth activities together before Jonas left on his mission, I had never noticed him. How his charisma and infectious laugh escaped me remains a mystery. Early in our relationship, Jonas told me that he had applied to BYU and hoped to attend the following semester. After his first semester in Provo, we married in the temple and began attending BYU together, graduating on the same day. Now I look back and see why Heavenly Father initially said no, or really, not yet, to my fervent prayer about attending BYU. Although he said no to my desire at that particular time, he was actually saying yes to a much more important desire. As a young girl, I had often prayed that my future husband and I would find each other when the time was right. We might have met at BYU, but I am convinced that as part of a greater plan, Jonas and I needed to find each other in Sweden. Perhaps many of Heavenly Father's no answers to our prayers are integral parts of his yes answers to greater plans for our lives. Thy will be done. In Gethsemane, Jesus Christ prayed with great fervor, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he added, Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Jesus Christ chose to drink of the bitter cup because he knew it was part of God's greater plan to provide a Savior who would atone for the sins of mankind. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 11. Likewise, we know that our Heavenly Father has a plan for our life. While we may not know the details of God's plan for us, we can trust Heavenly Father's answers to our prayers and say, Thy will be done. Christ aligned His will with God's, and the great plan that included the Savior's atonement for all mankind unfolded. Similarly, as we align our will with God's, Heavenly Father can reveal a greater plan for us. As our life unfolds, we can receive the blessings Jesus Christ pled for in his intercessory prayer, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. John chapter 17, verse 21. How grateful I am that our Heavenly Father lovingly whispers no to some prayers, so that he can give a resounding yes to others. Sidebar, God sees the larger picture. What an amazing source of power, of strength, and of comfort is available to each of us. He who knows us better than we know ourselves, he who sees the larger picture and who knows the end from the beginning, has assured us that he will be there for us to provide help if we but ask. We have the promise, pray always and be believing, and all things shall work together for your good. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. President Thomas S. Monson, We Never Walk Alone, Ensign, November 2013, page 121. End of the article, Heavenly Father Said No and Yes. Read by Susie Venable.